This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly. With me is Bundesliga broadcaster and former Premier League defender Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble. We're looking ahead to match day 9 in Germany. There are lots of stories to talk about at the moment. Xabi Alonso might be becoming Bayer Leverkusen manager if they decide to make a change. Gladbach face Köln in a big derby, one of the biggest derbies in Germany. But we're not talking about those clubs this week. Der Klassiker will be the focus of much of the chat on the podcast this week. Dortmund against Bayern. Can't wait for that one. First of all, gents, how did we get on last week? Chris, you had a good one. George, you had 1-3 come in. Chris, you 2-3.
Yeah. It was a good start. Both myself and George had Leipzig to win 2-0 at plus 107. We just felt it was such a good price, and it was really, really overpriced. And we just thought it was going to come in, and it did. Comfortable 4-0 win for Leipzig. Then Cologne, Dortmund. I went for both teams to score. No, Dortmund been very, very tight recently, and Cologne have been struggling for goals. But it was looking good for about 30, 40 minutes, and it suddenly exploded into life. And unfortunately for me, that one didn't come in. And then Andrei Kramaric had a fantastic record against Hertha Berlin at the Olympia Stadion, so and he managed to come up good and score a goal at plus 148. So
that was a great shout, Chris. I'm always wary of goal scorer picks, especially when your picks are so scrutinized on the show, you know, as a pair. But when I saw that come in, I was delighted for you. George, of course, you had that Leipzig 2-0 win versus Bochumen. Yep. That price in hindsight, plus 107, just looked a little bit of a gift, didn't it, really, against a team with a new manager as well for that match.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it was more of a case of I was more confident in Bochum failing to turn up than I was, say, for Leipzig. Bochum have just been... Bochum are the bottom boys, aren't they? They're just they're horrendous at the moment. But yeah, it was a comfortable one there. Just going on what you mentioned, we've not done too bad with player goals, though. We had a Sheraldo Bekalim. We've had your Kramaric one. We had Mane at the beginning of the season. We've done all right with the player picks for scoring goals. But no, in terms of my other picks, I wanted to keep the faith with Union. Way at Eintracht Frankfurt, and Union were uncharacteristically poor at the back that first half. They looked all over the place, and the two goals they conceded, they were excellent. There's no arguing about that. And then obviously when they had when Frankfurt went down to 10, you had a Kevin Trapp in goal, who was phenomenal. A loss on that one, but in a similar vein to what Chris said with Köln and Dortmund, I wasn't expecting goals, really. As you said, Köln have struggled for goals. Dortmund have been very tight. So I went with the unders, but yeah, I'm not sure many were expecting that result, as Köln came from behind and scored 3 times in 18 minutes in the second half. It was, as you said, it just exploded into life. So a loss on that one, but the process is there. Again, I think it's always important when you're making picks, if they do lose, would you, going through the process, is there something that you missed, or would you think, no, I'd pick that again? And that's certainly one I'd have picked again based on the underlying data. So got to follow that process and we'll be fine. But we're already clawing it back, aren't we? So
that's certainly right. Yeah, minus 9.43 units, the return for the boys this season. I think this is the thing with back in Dortmund, or getting involved in Dortmund games. And it's the problem that any Dortmund manager has to try and fix. Lucien Favre couldn't do it. Marco Rosa certainly couldn't do it. Is this ability to implode in games. And you know, they don't have the money of Bayern. I think that the financial comparison is that, what, if Bayern are Man City, Dortmund are Everton, or something like that in terms of budget, and we expect Dortmund to be able to challenge, like, at the top of the table when there's such a gulf between themselves and Bayern. But it still is, and Chris will know this, you've commentated on the league for years, Chris, it's so agonising when Dortmund start to blow it because you want a title race. But look, like they did at the Rhein-Energie Stadion, they have that in them. And I suppose we should start with Dortmund boys, shall we? Because it's the one of the standout fixtures of the season. Der Klassiker, Borussia Dortmund against Bayern, the late kickoff on Saturday. Two of the biggest clubs in European football go head-to-head at Signal Iduna Park. Chris has a lean, George has a main. So, George, how about you go first, and then, Chris, you can pick up your thoughts off the back.
Yeah, I mean, Bayern had that obviously a resounding 5-0 win against Viktoria Plzen in the Champions League last night, and they were able to rest some key players in the second half because of that. And they played a whole 24 hours before Dortmund, so they get a day's extra rest coming into this one. Obviously, Dortmund going away to Sevilla. Terzic was very, very unhappy with the way that they lost to Köln, and he didn't actually, apparently, he's not giving them a day off before this upcoming tie against Sevilla, as he said, disobeyed his instructions, and he wasn't happy with their discipline. And even Hertha Berlin are actually averaging more shots on target per home match than Borussia Dortmund, which I think is a cause for concern. And how are they supposed to create opportunities when realistically in this match, they're probably not going to see that much of the ball. Bayern, they top the charts when you look at the away shots metrics, averaging a massive 21.3 shots per away game. And I was looking at goal scorers, but another bet sticks out for me, a plus money. And that's for Bayern to cover a -1 Asian handicap. If the visitors win by one, then obviously it's void. But I believe Bayern, they've got the potential to run riot here. And, you know, Dortmund have been incredibly inconsistent. And as you mentioned, they've just got this ability to implode in games. And in seasons gone past, when they've had Haaland, who's been the star player, and he's been able to cause Bayern a lot of problems, they don't have that anymore. And I think they look a lot weaker going forward. And Julian Nagelsmann's side have scored at least three goals in all of their previous four visits to Signal Iduna Park. And you wouldn't put it past them to do so once again here for me. In previous years, Dortmund, like I said, they've had Haaland, but I worry that they're not going to create the opportunities required to really test this Bayern back line. And actually, clubs managed by Nagelsmann have averaged almost two goals per game in 15 matches against Borussia Dortmund. So for me, I think purely because of obviously what this game entails, obviously, as you said, it's the Der Klassiker. So you've got to look for kind of good prices. But Bayern Munich on a -1 Asian handicap, a plus money, +102. That had a little bit of juice there for me. I've just not been overly impressed with Dortmund, as we saw against Köln, that they just got that ability to, even if they go ahead, they can just get done. And they just can't be trusted at the back for me. And I just don't think they've got the attacking intent to really, really trouble Bayern. And for me, Bayern Munich on a -1 against anyone at +102, I think, can pose some value. So yeah, that's I'm going to have a go on the Der Klassiker at Bayern Munich on that -1 Asian handicap.
Yeah, I like the bet. I understand the bet. I've only got a lean on this one. I looked at it and I wanted to, obviously being the biggest game of the biggest game of the season, arguably the two biggest games of the season, I really wanted to have a bet in this one, and I've got a lean on it. Both teams to score 9-4 of the last five games for Dortmund. Both teams to score 0 in the last two Bundesliga games for Bayern. You know, they've won 4-0 and 5-0 in the last two games. One in the Champions League, obviously, against weaker opposition. But they're just starting to look like the Bayern where they just click into gear. And the fact that they've kept two clean sheets in a row, I think, is big for me. Both teams to score 0 in three of the last four at home for Dortmund. And again, Bayern have won the last seven meetings between these two teams. But the really weird one that sort of threw a spanner in the works for me, I was thinking Bayern win. Bayern are going to win this. And maybe Dortmund, maybe a win to nil. But then Julian Nagelsmann has lost all three games against Edin Terzic as a coach. And that just completely threw me. But my lean would be both teams to score 0 at +195. I think Bayern might win to nil. So both teams to score 0 at +195, which I think might come in.
This both teams to score market is sort of either no or both teams to score. Has been a bit of a fertile ground for you, Chris, isn't it, really, in terms of the market?
Yeah.
You've been after that a little bit.
All three of my bets today are going to be in and around that sort of market. Absolutely, okay.
Okay, so for Bayern, as George rightly mentioned, Musiala and Alphonso Davies came off at half-time. Lovely to be able to rest those players ahead of the game. We know that Thomas Müller has had COVID for a third time. In fact, I saw on his Instagram account, he posted a thing saying COVID-3 for his for his third bout of COVID. Joshua Kimmich also out with illness. Julian Nagelsmann refusing to rule out two of his most important players for the game on Saturday. Says it depends on negative tests and how they're doing off the back of that. So we'll see a number of players as well making their first appearance in Der Klassiker, given the big turnover in talent. De Ligt, Schlotterbeck, Modeste, Thiel, Gravenberch, Adeyemi. I'm sure there are more that haven't mentioned. But you mentioned the head-to-head record there, Chris. I think it's interesting because I wonder how relevant it is in particular this season. Now Haaland's gone and Lewandowski's gone, because the teams feel quite different without those players.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, Nagelsmann is now managing Bayern, and that's a different beast to obviously where he's managed before at Leipzig. Leipzig, Dortmund would fancy themselves to beat Leipzig. But you just think that Terzic has obviously found the way to play against a Julian Nagelsmann side. But I just think the way Bayern have looked in the last couple of games, I think it just looks like the typical Bayern that are going to go and probably win 7, 8, 9 games in a row now and really find their way back to the top of the league and open that gap up that they always seem to do before the Christmas break.
Okay, yeah, so that's the Klassiker, I think. Agree. George, any final thoughts there, mate?
Well, no, I was just completely agree. I was thinking because I kind of looked at the both teams to score, and you know, obviously the last three meetings between these two at this venue, both teams have scored. But you look at the players that have got on the score sheet, they've got the likes of Erling Haaland. Bayern Munich have scored 9 goals across those three visits, but Robert Lewandowski's got 5 of them. You know, it's very tricky. And there's like, that's what I mean when I say about head-to-head records, you can't look too much into them because so many different variables change. So I wouldn't be put off Chris's pick. I was just a little bit wary, you know, because obviously it's a big game. Yeah. It's a derby. Yeah. A lot of time form can go out the window. But yeah, we'll see.
The guys on the Ligue 1 show at the moment for Bet Rivers, Steve Wiss, who's a great pundit on that, is always keen on manager head-to-heads, Chris. He'll always dig those out almost in front of historical team head-to-heads. He prefers those. So nice spot there with Terzic against Nagelsmann. Okay, we have to leave this game behind, sadly, and move on. How about we do Eintracht Frankfurt? They're away at bottom side Bochum. Bochum beaten 4-0 by Leipzig last week. And as we discussed, they did switch to 3 at the back, which was Thomas Letch's system at Vitesse in the Netherlands. First game in charge of Bochum back in his native Germany. He switched that system, but 2 goals for Werner, 2 goals from Kunku, couldn't keep them quiet. I think we are going to talk about Leipzig in a little bit. Eintracht, meanwhile, coming to this after the midweek Champions League 0-0 draw with Spurs, played pretty well defensively. Spurs spurned some notable chances. Makoto Hasebe, excellent at centre-back. And they've actually won 4 of their last 5 after ending Union Berlin's unbeaten start to the season. Chris, you've seen Frankfurt. You've been commentating on them in this season's Champions League. Where are they? And what are you liking about this game? Because it's one of your main picks.
They're certainly... They've really come on since the start of the season. They started really slowly. Looked as though they were going to be leaking goals.
Yeah.
Here, left, right and centre. Weren't scoring a lot of goals. Still not scoring a huge amount of goals. But they've certainly tightened up at the back. They look a lot more secure. They look a lot more sure. The new players that come in now have bedded in and in how they're playing. And results, as you say, I think the 0-0 draw against Spurs, the fact that it was on a Tuesday night as well means that they're going to be really nicely rested before the game at the weekend. And I think they're in pretty good form. As you say, won 4 of the last 5 games. And they're heading up into those European positions, which is probably where they should be challenging every single season, Frankfurt. And the fact that they're playing Bochum, I mean, Bochum, still a disaster. Just the 1 point on the board. 9 Bundesliga games, you know, without a win. Only won 1 of the last 8 at home over the last 2 seasons. Lost 5 of those. For me, it looks like Frankfurt have got a bit of momentum. Bochum still struggling. I think Frankfurt will win this game. They're unbeaten in their last 4 Bundesliga away games. They've won 3 of the last 4 meetings, 5 of the last 7 away in Bochum. And it just looks to me at -112 for a Frankfurt win that, you know, that's really good value.
That's not bad, is it? Yeah.
-112. I think everyone's going to be a minus, unfortunately, at the moment playing Bochum to win. But -112 is a good price. I did have a look at both teams to score. No, Frankfurt winning this to nil at +140, which again, I think is a really good bet. And if you're brave and you want to go Frankfurt win, and both teams to score, no, you can get around +280 for that.
Chris, Frankfurt to win, both teams to score, no.
Both teams to score, no, at +280, which
Well, you'd never back Bochum to win this game.
I'm just
anyway.
Going for the basic Frankfurt to win.
Okay. Yeah, George, what do you reckon? You've got a main picker as well, mate.
Yeah, it's along similar thinkings, but I've kind of potentially been brave, but in the other way. I really like Eintracht to win this game. I really do. This pick is actually, it used to be one of my favourites way back when with Eintracht. It's kind of what made me fall in love with them, just you know the way their games turned out. Both teams have scored in all three of their away league matches, and they come into this one, like we already mentioned, after facing Tottenham in the Champions League. I don't necessarily think fatigue will play a part. Obviously, it's been on a Tuesday night. It's plenty of time for rest there. But they've not been beaten in six of their seven most recent matches in the Bundesliga. And they score an average of 2.6 goals in their away games across all competitions. But they're conceding an average of 1.67 goals in away Bundesliga games. Whereas Bochum, they've been conceding an average of 2.88 in their league games. Bochum are just horrific. And like I've said previously, when we were talking about before, you know, a lot of the time when I'm betting games with Bochum, it's because of how bad Bochum are, not necessarily how good the opposition are. Yeah, they're without a clean sheet, and it seems very unlikely that they're going to keep one here. In fact, they failed to win a single league match on home soil so far, but they have managed to score in two of those. And I am expecting an away win. And as you mentioned, I did pick out originally, it was Eintracht just to win at -112. And I did like that. But then I was tempted with Eintracht.
Both teams to score. Have you got both teams to score?
Yeah, I was thinking about it because at +235, I like to have a big price one in there. I like to do that. And it's been one that served me well with Eintracht in seasons gone by and obviously various teams this season as well. But Eintracht to win and both teams to score at +235. You know, like I said, Eintracht -112 just to win. So you're getting that extra price just for Bochum scoring a goal. And from a value perspective, it did provide value to me because realistically, Eintracht could go out and win this 4-5-1. You know, but I just think maybe if Bochum got it in them, can because it's the quickness of turnaround of games. You know, as we always see in the early stages, particularly in the group stages, that teams are finding their feet on how to deal with just, you know, games in the week, games at the weekend, games in the week, games at the weekend. And it's those, they obviously get used to it. But the early stages when that happens is usually a good time for these kind of bets if it's clear that one side is better than the other. And whilst I really do not rate Bochum, you know, they have scored twice at home. Obviously, they've got this new manager in, and I just feel like maybe they can get on the score sheet and maybe Eintracht can give them a few sniffs at goal. So I was very tempted by the Eintracht win and both teams to score at +235. I would favour the -112, but purely from a price perspective, I think if you're getting -112 on Eintracht, to get +235 on them to win, but to concede once, it offered a bit of value to me. And I may come back next week and think, oh, you know, I should have gone with Chris in that win to nil. But I just think Eintracht can give a couple of chances. And I think Bochum are due a goal. And on home soil, they have scored. And I think they need to, at least to try and get a bit of feel-good factor. But football's about momentum, isn't it? When you're playing, if you've got that momentum, it can take you far. And as Chris has already mentioned, Eintracht have built that momentum so far. And I don't see them not winning this game. So for me, it's just whether Bochum can score. And I do quite like the +235 on that happening. So for my bigger price pick, this one, it will be an Eintracht win, but both teams to score.
Okay. Worth noting as well, Mario Götze missed the Spurs game, went off with an ankle injury last week. Him and Randall Colomwani linked up beautifully for the opening goal at Union Berlin. Colomwani suspended because of his red card last Saturday. So we'll see if Rafael Boré starts up front. He came on first ahead of Lucas Alario the other night, so it might be Rafael Boré. Some changes in attack, but then another three clear days off the back of that before they face Spurs again. So might not need too much rotation there, Oliver Glasner. Okay, a couple more games to touch upon. You both have main picks on Augsburg versus Wolfsburg. Massive win for Augsburg. Saw off Schalke last week with 10 men, and that came after their victory against Bayern. Wolfsburg needed a late goal to defeat Stuttgart by 3-2. 90th minute winner from Yannick Gerhardt. Augsburg going great guns actually at the moment. George, you go first here.
Yeah, it was no surprise they beat Schalke. I mean, Schalke failed to win 34 of their last 38 matches. You know, they do struggle. But yeah, for this one against Wolfsburg, it's always risky. I'll say what it is straight from the off, but I'm going to go with unders here for me. As you mentioned, Augsburg, they've won three consecutive Bundesliga games, including that remarkable 1-0 win over champions Bayern in the last competitive home game. They're scoring an average of just 0.5 goals per home game this term. There's also been fewer than 3 goals scored in Wolfsburg's last 7 away games in all competitions. In fact, the average number of goals scored by them, Wolfsburg, is 0.4 for their away matches in all competitions. And In the 16 most recent away games of the Bundesliga, Wolfsburg have achieved just 3 wins. But then you look at sort of the shots metrics, and Augsburg rank bottom for average shots on target per home game, just 2.3, whilst Wolfsburg ranks second bottom for shots on target per away match, 2.3. So it just doesn't look like there's going to be a plethora of goal scoring opportunities. And not to mention as well, top goal scorer for Wolfsburg, Lucas Demetscher, with it, he's only got 3 goals and he's already the top scorer for them, but he could potentially be missing this one out through a knee problem. So straight away, you're taking away those goals. It just looks as though it should be a closely fought matchup. And I'm just not sure I see 3 goals being produced in this game between 2 teams that struggle to get shots on target. It's one of them. It's always risky backing the unders. But if there was any game this weekend that I think would see fewer than 3 goals, for me, it's Augsburg against Wolfsburg. And the minus 106 on fewer than 3 goals being scored seemed a standout pick for me in this one.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I've got a slightly different slight on it, but I can't disagree. For me, unders stands out, as you said. Both teams really struggling to score. But for me, I've gone both teams to score no in 4 of the last 5 games for Augsburg. Both teams to score no in 3 of the last 4 at home. Wolfsburg, both teams to score no in 2 of their last 3 games. Both teams to score no in the last 5 away games. And for me, it just stands out. In both teams to score no in the last 4 meetings between these two, in the last 2 at home, it just stands out there like just as a shining beacon. Both teams to score no in this game. Augsburg been playing really well and picking up some good results. The fact that they were able to beat Bayern and keep a clean sheet suggests that they're very, very tight defensively. So both teams to score no at plus 118, I felt was the way to go for me.
Yeah, similar energy to both your bets. Good point on Lucas Metcher there, George, as well. Before the game last week, it was revealed that Metcher had this knee problem, doesn't need surgery. And the way Niko Kovac has been talking, he's not ruling him out, is he? So he could feature. But certainly a low-scoring game would appear to be the order of the day. Okay, let's finish with the Saturday game then. It is Mainz against Leipzig. Mainz won this game last season 1-0 and have actually won 3 of their last 5 home meetings with Leipzig. And we're recording this before Marco Rose's Leipzig, of course, host Celtic in the Champions League. Mainz actually having a bit of a rough run by Bo Svensson's standards as head coach. 1 win in 5, and the main pick is Chris's here. So, Chris, what have you got to finish the show?
Yeah, I just really like the Leipzig team under Marco Rose. I think he's turned it around really quickly, and they're starting to look like the Leipzig team over the last 2 or 3 seasons that are going to be in and around those top 3 or 4 positions. And I just felt that they're starting to keep clean sheets. They're starting to look solid at the back. Both teams to score no in the last 5 games for Leipzig. Both teams to score no in the last 2 away games. For Mainz, obviously, you mentioned only won 1 of the last 5 games. Mm. But they've been quite strong at home without lose. They haven't lost too many games. You know, they've only lost 1 of the last 7 at home. Only won 2 of those. So they're not probably not going to come on and win the game. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 at home. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 meetings at home for Mainz. But for me, I just think Leipzig are on a roll. They're not conceding. They're scoring goals. They're finding ways to win. And both teams to score no for me at plus 123, I thought was a really good value bet. Marco Rose has won 5 of these 6 games against Mainz. Obviously, at Gladbach and at Dortmund. Mm-hmm. But I really fancy that. Both teams to score not plus 123. I'm tempted to go on a little goal scorer one as well. Timo Werner has got 13 goals in his last 8 games against Mainz, including a hat-trick in his last 2.
Yes, that's right. What season was that where he went on a tear? Let me look that up. They beat Mainz 8-0, I think.
Yeah, that's just an unbelievable record. 13 goals in 8 games, 2 hat-tricks in the last 2. And you can get Timo Werner to score any time at plus 190, which I think is a great bet because he's in really good form as well.
Yeah, you know, 2 goals from open play, wasn't it, at the weekend?
Yeah,
Leipzig beat Mainz 8-0 November 2019. Werner scored 3 in that game. This is obviously before he moved to Chelsea, and then he scored a hat trick in the return game at Mainz, 5-0. But they've lost a couple of times since then. Okay, Chris. So we got into a lot there. Do you want to just remind me of your pick for that game?
My pick was the both teams to score no at +123.
Okay, nice. Okay, that's all we've got time for, I think, on the show this week. Let's get the guys' picks of the week from their respective picks. But a reminder, if you want more tips from Chris and George and the rest of the crew on the Bet Rivers Network, follow at Because We Win on Twitter. George, do you want to start your pick of the week and why?
Absolutely. It's got to be in the Der Klassiker. Bayern Munich to cover that -1 Asian handicap. As I said earlier, I think football's about momentum, and Bayern seem to just be getting that momentum after a few dodgy results. Whereas Dortmund, you know, they play tonight, they're going to have 24 hours less rest. Terzic has not been happy with his side, and I just think this is set up for a Bayern Munich win. Dortmund don't have the likes of Haaland to sort of drag them out of a mess now. And I really think getting Bayern Munich -1 on an Asian handicap at plus money against anyone offers great value, particularly in this one. So Bayern Munich -1 at +102 on the Asian handicap is my pick of the week.
Yeah, and I think my safest bet, let me say, the one I'm most sure of is going to be Eintracht to win at Bochum. I just think you can't come away from that. At -112, I think it's good value. You know, Bochum, disastrous team, you know, shambles of a team at the moment.
Poor old Bochum.
Poor old Bochum, absolutely. But everyone's taking advantage of it at the moment. And Frankfurt are in a real good vein of form. And even though that they won't have Randall Kolo-Muani up front, I think they've got enough on the bench to come off. And players looking to impress also to try and get back into that team, that Frankfurt will win the game.
That's a straight up win. Is that right?
Straight up win at -112. Yeah.
Okay. Chris, George, great work. I'll see you next week for the next match day. Hope you've enjoyed the show. More Bundesliga coverage to come on the Bet Rivers Network. And a reminder, all the prices are available at the Bet Rivers website.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.